So instructions how to go through this group work. First, there was this review of the article. I already mentioned how to do that. There is not exact deadline, but you have to just to make this review before you get your credits. And then assignment, what is at the moment, this is that you should start to choose the chemical and choose the contaminant. And what does this looking for the physical and chemical and little bit toxicological properties of different selected compounds. This is one example. And for practical reasons also, I hope that you can include the official guidelines like this PIMA guidelines for this compound and drinking water guidelines if you can find. I have taken an example. I have selected some assignment from previous years because we have been doing this course and organizing this course since 2002, so we have plenty of material. And one of those very common contaminants in Finland is this methyl terputyl ether. And what I am looking for you can do it as a PowerPoint or Word document, whatever you just submitted. In my case, this was this methyl terputyl ether. I have tried to collect information why we should be concerned about methyl terputyl ether. It is the most high volume compound what is produced globally at the moment after methanol. And the reason why it started to be produced was that it was noticed that if you add this to the gasoline, the burning process of the gasoline in car motor engine is much more effective, and the environmental emissions are much lower. But it was California that started to use this MTBE as an additive. But when this compound was used in the large scale as an ingredient of gasoline, it was noticed that this compound is causing very serious risk for the contamination of groundwater. And it was again California that first was banning the use of MTBE for that reason and also for the occupational exposure reason. But anyway, that is the reason why it's so common in Finland. And let's have a look. These properties. Why is this so problematic? And the problem can be seen here from these physical and chemical properties of this compounds MTBE. Okay, its molecular weight is 88. A melting point and boiling point indicate that that in room temperature, MTBE is a liquid, and it's lighter than water. And the problem, why it's so problematic, that it is extremely soluble, the water, compared to the gasoline and diesel or any hydrocarbons with our ingredients of the gasoline. The solubility is many orders of higher than the hydrocarbons. So when there is a leakage of gasoline, the gasoline will remain in the soil and it moves with the groundwater much slower, and this one, which is practically totally soluble in water, it's traveling with the groundwater and reach the point of use very quickly. And for the remediation purposes, unfortunately, its vapor pressure is quite low, so it's not very volatile. And usually, air stripping is a very useful technique, but unfortunately, this low volatility prevents the use of the stripping or air sparging or other that kind of techniques to for the treatment. It doesn't attach to the soil. It doesn't absorb onto the organic material of the soil. It wants to be in the water phase. Octanol water partition coefficient is quite low, and it doesn't evaporate very easily. Unfortunately, it's then also non-biodegradable, and the chances for the treatment are very limited. So that's why you have to use something non-traditional methods for the treatment of MTBE contaminated groundwater, because this is one of those compounds which loves to be in the water. It doesn't want to be in the soil. So the soil remediation cases are much less interesting than the groundwater, because this is a compound that goes actually into the groundwater very quickly. And then PIMA values, of course, this contaminant can be found from the book very easily. Target value and lower and higher guidelines values for MTBE are here. T means health-based guideline values, and E means an environmental-based, ecotoxicological-based guideline values. The problem is with MTBE is that it occurs in the water. And this is a little bit complicated, because it's very difficult to find what is the clean enough. You can go to the drinking water guideline and you can find something like a general guideline level for all kind of contaminants in groundwater. But I found this 7.5 micrograms per liter from one Finnish document for the estimation of the acceptable guideline levels for the groundwater contamination. But this is not based on the drinking water risk assessment. And whatever is your compound, this is the source of the information if you want to learn everything concerning this compound. And there are some other, but I always prefer this WHO or IRIS databases. And whatever your compound is, there should be this kind of data file which contains links to the background material. And for example, from the EPA link to the methyl tert-butyl ether looks like that. Unfortunately, there is no values for the exposure of MTBE with ingestion. And if you go to the assessment of the possible carcinogenicity, there is a lot of research going on about the possible carcinogenicity of the MTBE, but since this is so big economical issue, there's a debate and big companies and authorities are very sensitive to classify this compound as a carcinogenic, because if it's classified as a carcinogenic, it means very quickly the banning of the chemical, the use of the compound totally. So what you can find here is the only information what you can find here is the inhalation reference dose for the inhalation for MTBE. And this is some kind of occupational guideline or a guideline or concentration in the air when the normal people are filling the tank of car and they are exposed to the volatile MTBE during this filling. And it's 3 milligrams per cubic meter of air. And no guideline level for the drinking water. But from here you can find also toxicity information. You can find no observed adverse effect level for liver and kidney and renal lesions and swollen whatever tissue. But anyway, lot of background information, including besides of then the actual information. Okay. And I would like to see these kind of data sheets quite soon, just in order to start the process. And then when you have your chemical and you have your site, then you can continue. Then you can continue this assignment, the selection of your own case and scenario. You can invent it by yourself, but I recommend that you will visit the list of PIMA decisions in ELY Center homepages, and I have given you the link where you can find hundreds of cases all over the Finland and permissions, and before the permissions that there has been this kind of process of planning of the risk, assessment of the risk and planning of the severity of the risk and what should be done and how should be done, and you are supposed to do this process. by yourself in order to get rid of the selected compound. And this material can be found from ELY Center homepages. There is this file, the decisions concerning of the remediation of contaminated areas. And if you push that button, then you can find a link which is connected to different ELY centers in Finland. And you can choose your favorite area. I was looking for, and for example, I'm coming from Kainuu, very, very few cases, old cases, boring cases. But if you choose, for example, Pirkanmaa, where I am living, so there were plenty of decisions every year. And the reality is that if you start to go through these decisions, majority of those cases are small-scale contamination of soil with hydrocarbons or some non-exotic compound. And also the solution for the remediation and the excavation. But those decisions, what they are there, you can see how these kind of authorities are making the decisions and what is the structure of the decision and what are the required information and what are the required recommendations by the authorities. And also what is very useful with this case is that even though you don't want to take this option of digging, you can take all these maps and all those measured values what exists, and there are reports of the occurring and carried out analysis of the concentrations on volumes and conditions and surroundings. You can copy paste this background information. But then when there is the description of the selected method, how to solve this case, I prefer you to choose something else except excavation. Or if you choose the excavation, then please continue the scenario with the treatment of the excavated material offsite with some innovative technique. Okay. You have any question related to this area? I know that I have had emails, and some group has told that they are interested of lead, for example. Then you should Google or try to find out decisions where lead has been the problem of the soil pollution. And usually they are like shooting range. You have to go a little bit older decisions, because those problems were solved already like more than 10 years ago by the excavation of this soil which is full of this whatever that's coming from the shooting, this leaded material coming from the gun. But there are uncountable number of alternative methods for the removal of the lead from the soil. There are soil washing and there are phytoremediation. There are immobilization of the lead into the soil. Please go to the literature. Or there are also this kind of consulting companies which offer services and they are providing information of alternative technologies, and you just copy the technology and try to convince the local ELY-keskus that this selected technology is suitable and safe and suitable for this case. And to be even wilder than that, you can take also scientific articles. That is the stage where I carry out my research. I studied very exotic technologies in order to do the remediation. And most of those experiments are done in lab scale or in pilot scale. But we don't lose any money. We don't take any risks. You can upscale some technology which is tested and working in the laboratory. You can introduce it into the full scale. And then let's have a look what local authority, the ELY-keskus like you, peers, your friends are giving feedback about. Is this technology going to work? Does the local ELY center like me accept this your brilliant idea of the new innovative technology that solves this issue with less money and more effectively? Okay, questions. Some group has already selected what is the compound in Mikkeli Pursiala that is the most critical. Aki?
Can you hear me?
Aki, I didn't hear.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes, now.
Yeah, chlorinated phenols.
Okay.
Yeah, chlorinated phenols or chlorophenols in general.
Okay.
So, Q5.
Yes. Then you start to giving the
KY5.
Then you have to tell what are the ingredients of the KY5. I think it's tetrachlorophenol.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it contains some other. Some chemicals, so you have three.
Yeah, it's tetrachlorophenol. Yeah, five larger constituents in it.
So you need to give different kind of boiling points and solubilities. And the problem is that it is chlorinated phenols are pretty water soluble, and they will go to the groundwater and spread with the groundwater. Okay.
Yeah.
And then there were other and one group was interested in hydrocarbons, either gasoline or diesel. Are there anybody who has selected this one? Kristiina?
Joo, niin oli sanomassa, että varmaan, tai pitäisikö se tehdä jostain noista, ei olla sallinkaan päätetty ihan täysin.
Okei. Okay,
yeah. Onko sillä kummasta me tehdään?
Yes, it is. If you take gasoline, you can try to for example pump and treat an air phase stripping of the gasoline Because the particularly the fresh gasoline contains ingredients which are volatile. You can do the soil vapor extraction for gasoline, most of it. And the gasoline contains this MTBE, which is a problem and always occurs the same time. And also gasoline contains these PATEX compounds, benzene, toluene, and xylene. And they are also a problem when you have a case of gasoline contamination. Fortunately, they are pretty volatile and you can get these ingredients out of the soil by soil vapor extraction or from the liquid by stripping of those. If you take diesel is fortunately it doesn't spread so easily and it's not so biodegradable. Like short chain hydrocarbon, they are very biodegradable. And if you dig out the soil contaminated with gasoline and you make a compost and wait a couple of years, you can get rid of those easily biodegradable hydrocarbons. But if you have like a diesel, the diesel hydrocarbons, they are so long chain that they are not so easily degradable. And it might be that this diesel compost, the biological degradation will stop. And you can find from my publications several cases where there is the title is enhancement of the biodegradability of the recalcitrant fractions of hydrocarbons, meaning diesel, which has been on the soil for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. So diesel can stuck to the soil so badly that this normal technologies like this bioremediation doesn't work. So the hydrocarbon is a problematic group of compounds, but unfortunately, 90% of the cases in Finland related to these hydrocarbons. So that's the problem. It's a very tricky problem, but very common problem. So if you are a consultant, of course you want to specialize on this market because there is plenty of cases and there were plenty of money with the Soile program and now Jaska program, which is this kind of some kind of consortia by oil industry in order to collect money to solve this kind of problems caused by this selling of these fuels all over the Finland. Yeah. Somebody taking the polyaromatic hydrocarbons.
I'm taking.
Yeah, that is one of the common problems.
Yeah, we are taking the fenantrene.
Fenantrene, okay. Fenantrene. Are you doing your master's thesis with fenantrene?
No.
What was your topic of your thesis?
It was the pentachlorinated carboxylic acid.
Okay. But anyway, that is the phase. What I would like to have this kind of discussion and feedback and reflection with you, because I want to be sure that you don't choose something mission impossible. Tomorrow I will introduce something like group works from the previous years, which has carried out, and also to help you to find nice place somewhere in Finland with enough information, background information, in order to go on with this process. Okay, no problem, because now you are in the, oh yeah, now we are here. We are planning to solve a problem, and there is a nice book. Unfortunately, this is in Finnish, sorry, in Finnish. It's called how to order a consultant and how to order the company to take care of your contamination, and what it should contain. It introduces you the required research needs, planning, and remediation plan. And you should have some kind of schedule and plan for your project and what you are going to do when. And then, of course, you don't need to do this monitoring afterward if you have obtained the goal what you promised, because we are just simulating this on the paper. The structure of the thesis project of OPIMA project and your assignment is more or less like here. You have different parties, you have authorities, you have municipal authorities, you have ELY center authorities with is permitting and monitoring body. Then in the middle, this is your task. You are the problem owner, and you will order external expert services from some laboratories, or you just go to a big consulting company with a lot of references and very good reputation, and it's their business then to find the laboratory and all what is needed, the subcontractors, what is needed there, contractors, and in big company they might have the consultant company is the same than the contractor, but usually it's subcontracting. And what is the very problematic here is that this is very complex issue. And that's why there is also a book and guide instructions from the environmental authorities how to guarantee the quality assessment of this kind of risk remediation case, because you have to hire external reviewer to check that everything is done according to the what is described on the paper. And then finally there's also, if you choose the scenario that you will excavate this soil and you just transport it into the hazardous landfill, that is one very typical option. But you know, they nowadays have to have permits. Now they have this special kind of a structure on the soil. They have been the isolating layers or some certificate that they are able to practice for example in the full scale treatment of contaminated soil offsite. So this option maa-aineiden hyödyntäminen and käsittely, this the use, reuse and recycle and treatment of this disposed excavated material, unfortunately this hasn't been very popular and big profitable business yet. Okay, let's go back to your problem. You are the orderer, you are the expert, you are the problem owner. First you have to define your site, history and background information. And fortunately, if you take these existing cases in the ELY Center data files, they give you very nice professional accepted description of this selected cases. Also, they include already this risk assessment, that based on which criteria this case has to be solved and by which technique. And then then you make this kind of remediation plan and fill the PIMA announcement. It's a form, unfortunately in Finnish, but we have translated it once into the English language. So you transfer the information to the form, so submit the form to the local ELY center, and they have 45 days to check it, either to allow you to go on with this technique, or then they can give you extra requirements, or they can say that, oh my God, this is bullshit. How on earth you have selected this kind of innovative method which hasn't been used anywhere in the world. But in that case, that's why we have had this kind of demonstration programs in Finland, which has been funded by the government in order to take a risk and test techniques which are not traditional. Okay, and more or less that's what you have to do, because you do that this only on paper and that's it. And then you have a PowerPoint which starts from the introduction of the properties of the compound. Then it describes the site. It describes the selected method, and then please use your imagination and create marvelous removal efficiencies for very funny and innovative remediation technologies, please. And that is the seminar presentation. And then what you have to do, put this on the paper and submit this paperwork Word document, PDF document. And based on this PDF document and this oral presentation, your 40% of your final grade is based on this assignment. And more or less these are the stakeholders and responsibilities in this assignment, and this building here, this is an old abandoned gas station in Estonia, in Pärnu, which was polluting and releasing a lot of gasoline to the sandy soil of Pärnu. And I will show you data and pictures about the remediation project around this Estonian remediation case tomorrow, and some other cases too. And once again, step by step of your assignment. Okay, you can get all these background analyses and background information from the ELY Center, and then this kind of remediation plan. You create your own more innovative technology for the excavation. That is the main task. Everything else you can copy paste. You can use the concentration maps and figures, but here you should start to mix your own technology. How do you do that? In order to simulate a little bit by the reality, you will fill this kind of notification form to the provided by ELY Center. But in fact, that form includes all the information what you should have produced anyway, or what has been produced already by the real case. But you just modified that form. And the seminar is, and this, as I told you, it's almost half of this final grade, and I will give grades, and you can affect also, give your feedback. Is it legally correct? How ambition is, if you take something what is very, very typical and safe and so on. I prefer innovative technologies and if it's your task, it's to make it attractive and convince for the audience and problem owners and authorities that this is a technique which has a clean tech business potential. And do you have any questions? Yeah. No. You can send. Yeah, I can do that. And also you can send me an email. We can have we are having a conversation with different students by email. Yes, I understand that this is a little bit complicated. Okay. More.
Can I ask about the rest of the grade? Sorry.
Yes.
I ask about the rest of the grade?
Yes. Yeah. Traditionally, we have had a normal test. But at the moment, we are in the situation that we have two options: to have this kind of module that you can use this normal module. I give you questions, and then you have 2 hours to answer and submit the questions. But the university is encouraging us to use this kind of new Zoom system to arrange the exam. And I don't know how to do that. I have to learn it first, but But this is a new problem. How to actually arrange a nice exam, because this Moodle exam, I have noticed from other courses that the answers are very much like copy paste, and the whole idea of this and the structure of the exam is totally different if it's open book. If you do it in Moodle, then it's called open book exam. But anyway, it's more or less like in the end of February. Okay?
And what about the review? How big part of the grade is it?
The scientific review is like just fail or pass. And it is...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because this is a course equivalent of 5 credit points, I think. So you have to work. There is a certain amount of the work what you are supposed to do in order to earn these 5 credit points. And it's quite a lot of work and hours and independent work. And when you do your plan, you can use this official guidelines how to plan the general plan for the remediation. Once again, very, very useful source of information, but of course so detailed that you can't just follow all the steps what are there. But if you are going to be employed by authorities, consultants or industry that has problems, you really need to read these documents. And what is very nice that this document exists. I started to teach this course in the end of 90s or mid of 90s, and there were nothing. So compared to that situation, this is luxury, that there are too much information and too much material that you are not able to go through all the nice material that is nowadays available to support the process of soil remediation. Okay, and in reality, you have to think very seriously which is the selected remediation alternative, because you want to play safe. And we have been discussing that because most people want to play safe, and they prefer to have the zero residual risk. That's why the excavation and the removal of all this polluted material out of the estate has been so popular. But it's very, very expensive. Sometimes it is impossible. Sometimes the material is under the building. But anyway, people are using these PIMA guidelines very, very eagerly, because it's safe. But sometimes following the PIMA guidelines would cause you so high costs, and the volume of this material is so big, and the concentrations are a little bit over PIMA values. So the temptation to do something else, to do the risk-based remediation, for example, by convincing that okay, it's enough that you make, for example, barriers or prevent the spreading of this contaminant. But then you have this residual risk. And what is the situation after 10, 20 years? And for example, in this Nuuskakuja case, what I'm going to introduce tomorrow, this old gas station was cleaned. The soil was treated already once 10 years ago. But then this purpose of the soil changed, and they wanted to build a high house to the soil. And for that purpose, the soil was not clean enough. So there is, at the very moment, there is another second remediation going on to remove the residual risk, what is still there, in Nuuskakuja, and in fact, they still left some contaminated soil into the soil, but they promised to handle it by fenton treatment and building impermeable layers and arranging good ventilation of the soil vapors. So let's have a look what is going on in Nuuskakuja tomorrow. But in this assignment, yeah, take whatever innovative techniques, and since we have this, I have been studying this in situ chemical oxidations. I've been playing with hydrogen peroxide, ozone, fenton, addition of iron and hydrogen peroxide. I have been playing with ozone releasing compounds. We have something going on downstairs in the laboratory which relates to the fenton chemistry. So I would like somebody to choose also the alternative, the fenton treatment, because I am desperately looking for possible candidates for prograde works. At least there are two projects. We need at least two students to carry out experiments what we have promised to do next summer. Okay. The selection of the remediation, of course, it is the problem definition of establishing the objective, alternative, analyze of alternative. And so far we have been talking about the risk-based remediation, how clean is clean enough. We have been discussing PIMA guidelines, where they are coming from. They are coming from the risk-based remediation objectives carried out by a professional scientists and administrators. But you can create a new scenario and new technology. Okay. Yeah, so your problem definition. I hope that you can find some interesting problem and identified problems from these existing permits from the internet. So they have noticed that there are all kind of industrial activities in Finland, gas station in Finland, which are among these 223,000 identified cases in Finland have been contaminated. So you pick one of those, and the real problem owners, real consulting companies have already made analyses. There are sources, pathway receptors are there. If you read those documents, they describe these ones. And and remediation objectives. We have been discussing these ones, and I hope that your selected scenario is to leave the soil or groundwater there, or do the treatment on the site. But if you practice that, please take into account, at least in some extent, the realities. To take into account the realities, but to be innovative at the same time. It's a little bit difficult, but yeah. And this existing permits, can be found from the internet, contains or already to identify the general response of the objectives. They have decided that let's do the remediation. They have characterized the media. They have given the concentration. They have given the contaminants. They have probably given also the total amount of the contaminated area. Then it's the step number three, identification of potential technology. Please change the technology. And this, then try to convince and use your imagination. For example, the remediation efficiency can be scaled up from the lab scale or pilot scale experiments. If you can receive a remediation efficiency 99% in the laboratory, okay, you can proudly assume that, okay, you can receive the same efficiency also in the full scale. And voila, if you have that initial concentration with your techniques, the residual concentration after this technology is this and that, which is under the PIMA value or the drinking water value, or the risk is acceptable under this selected scenario. Okay. That is your task, and I will introduce old cases tomorrow, and so you can get the idea what we are looking for. Okay, in reality, since I am a scientist and I am doing this experiments in laboratory and in lab and pilot scale. My primary goal is to write a scientific article, and I did my doctoral thesis 1994 about the remediation of contaminated groundwater with ultraviolet and hydrogen peroxide. Somebody is doing that somewhere, but not very very often. And very 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 many of my doctoral students and masteral student, they have been testing innovative technologies, but the reality is that the market prefers the conventional and safe alternatives, but there is pressures and drivers to push the technology towards more innovative, more cheaper, more sustainable, and to create this kind of circular economy alternative and business and valuable raw material treated soil and not only dumping the soil into the landfill, because also Finland is running out of the landfills. One reason why the excavation has been so popular in Finland is that so far Finland is so big that there has been space enough for this kind of hazardous soil, hazardous waste landfills. But the situation is totally different in Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, Middle Europe, because they have much, much more contaminated cases and contaminated sites. And the solution there is not this excavation and disposal to the landfill, because they don't have space for the landfill. So please have a look at the cases and techniques also which are practiced in Central Europe. Okay, yes. And even I have been pushing new technologies for 30 years. So, but we have to keep in mind that this remediation technologies, they have to be long-term, reliable. And there was some information from Kärkölä that after 27 years of remediation, there were still this flashback, this chlorinated phenol just appeared again to the groundwater, which was supposed to be clean already. And of course, money talks. This what does this cost compared to the existing technologies? Problem owners are always looking for cheaper alternatives. And tomorrow, I will continue to introduce different methods. Physical and chemical methods, biological methods, solidification and thermal methods to do the remediation. We can't use a lot of time to this chapter, but I like to introduce some sources of information where you can learn more about these techniques. And please remember that you can find a scientific article that describes. And that's why I ask you to put a lot of attention to the chapter materials and methods, because hopefully you can scale up the materials and methods from this lab scale or pilot scale to the full scale, and then take from the results the removal efficiency, and then assume that when you do that in full scale, the remediation efficiency is the same that for this in scientific paper. It is not true, because everything is easy in the laboratory and even the pilot scale. You can treat the soil with the volume of 1 liter very easily in the laboratory with uncountable number of techniques, but if you can't repeat it in the full scale, unfortunately. Okay. You have any questions?